.com.
Talk Live, it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Gar.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. You call in, we take your calls about what you want. Coming up, Gardner, you've got something about government schools and birth control. We'll get to that, but first we go to the phone calls. Who's this? You're on the amp line, on screen. Hello. Hello, amp line, going once, going twice. Oh, too bad. I should have screened it, I guess. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Also coming up, looks like there's going to be a new propaganda show on television. Homeland Security is apparently teaming up with ABC Television. We'll talk about that, too. But, Gardner, let's jump into it if you've got the story
the
birth control.
Straight out of Gloucester, Massachusetts, comes the story that broke a few days ago, and all Massachusetts was all abuzz about it, how they had an incredibly high number of girls who were getting pregnant in Gloucester High School.
Mm.
Yes, and, of course, they said, well, what are we going to do about
this? Program's really working, huh?
Yeah, really working. It's doing great. So the latest twist in this tale is getting lots of people involved, and nobody's actually looking at the basic problem. Some people in Massachusetts are speaking out against it, and they're going sort of halfway, and they're not recognizing the inherent real problem of it.
No one ever does.
Exactly. The top state official of Massachusetts yesterday recommended an evidence-based response to the spike in pregnancies at Gloucester High School that would include confidential access to birth control at the high school clinic. And nothing like a high school clinic. Dr. Lauren Smith, the State Department of Public Health's medical director, offered to help the city combat the rising number of teen pregnancies and said that she held preliminary discussions with representatives of Addison Gilbert Hospital, which runs the high school health clinic, about the best way to bring the fourfold spike in pregnancies at the school this year under control. Hey, I got an idea. How about get rid of the school?
That's one. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so everybody's all angry about this, and, you know, different people are saying, they're getting commentary, and, you know, I'll be damned if I let the school prescribe drugs, medicine, and hand it out to my daughter without her permission.
Oh,
any
yeah.
Any kind of drug.
Big
yeah.
talk. Like,
yeah.
they're going to do something about it. What are they going to do about it?
You know, people are too cowardly.
They're not going to pull their kids out. They're not going to stop paying for property taxes.
That's exactly it. People are citing this other story from the 1970s about, I think it was a Christian Science family, or it might have been Seventh-day Adventist family that didn't want to allow their children to become inoculated in a particular school, somewhere in New England, I think it was.
Vaccination.
Yeah. And they said, no, we're against this. You cannot do it. So the town said, well, you're not going to be able to send your children to this school if they aren't vaccinated because we don't want them, of course, catching something or spreading it to someone. Well, spreading it to someone, if all the other kids are vaccinated, I thought the vaccination worked.
Yeah.
So it must be for their own children's protection. So why can't the parents make the decision? And furthermore, why aren't any of these commentators...
rules, Gardner, and they must be followed.
And why isn't anybody in Massachusetts in the editorial page or on any of their talk programs on television or anything like that, why isn't anybody mentioning when they cite this, they say, and you know, in that case, I mean, sure, you've got to side with the public health. You got to go with the majority here. Say, what... how about this? How about giving the parents the option not to have their stinking money taken from them to pay for a system that they then say, I'm sorry, this is against our religion, and yet you're forcing us to have to pay. They either go and get inoculated and keep paying, or they don't go and keep paying.
Mm-hmm. Is this sort of a, if the girl wants to go on birth control, she goes sees the clinic and gets it, and that's it. It's not mandatory, right?
No,
they're
it's not.
They're not making girls take birth control.
Yeah, it's not mandatory. It says here.
So it's basically a Planned Parenthood in the school.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
representatives. What's wrong with the Planned Parenthood down the street?
Good question. That's an excellent question. You know?
Well...
It's very amazing.
Well, here's what's even worse about this situation. Planned Parenthood is I don't know if they get government money, but I know for the most part they do get some private funding, whereas 100% of the funding for this government program is going to come from taxpayers who may not agree with the ideas or the goals of this particular program. And so regardless of how you feel about birth control, I think it's a great idea. I mean, it's preemptive. It's a good idea. If kids are going to engage in sexual activity, it makes sense to get them on birth control. But what doesn't make sense is forcing people who may disagree with the idea of birth control, and those people are out there, who may disagree with it, to pay for the birth control of teenagers who they don't probably even know, let alone their own kids. I mean, this is... Yeah, as always with government, collective wealth redistribution in the ways that the bureaucrats deem appropriate.
And you know what gets me steamed about this? And I don't know about Ian and Julia, I don't know how you feel about this, and everybody who's listening, how they feel about it. But what gets these people's ethics, anger, you know, what gets their anger risen is not the ethics of trapping people and forcing them to pay into this system, whether they like it or not, or their property will be taken. It's the ethics of... Well, you're making a decision about my child without my permission. Well, what happens every stinking day in the school? You think you're going to change the curriculum? You think you're going to change what the parents is? You have no say in a government system.
Sure.
And they only apply it in this case because it has to do with sex and that's verboten and you're giving chemicals. Well, yeah, that's pretty darn bad. But how about the virtual chemicals they're feeding into the kids' minds all the time?
What about the curriculum? What about the things they're imparting to these youngsters?
It's incredible. I don't know how we can express to people the government school system is always going to be open to this type of an ethical problem, whether it's birth control pills and chemicals that are given to kids without the parents' permission, or it's socialistic economics that's taught to them, or bad history, or bad mathematics, or not teaching them proper grammar, whatever it
Darwinism
might be.
Versus creationism.
Exactly.
Well, we touched on this, I think, earlier this week. I don't know if it was the show that you were on, but the idea of this sort of war of educational viewpoints, where whenever you have government that is taking money from people and spending it on, you know, whatever they deem appropriate, there's inevitably going to be different interest groups that will come in and get involved because they want to see that money directed towards their belief system. They want to see that money directed towards their value set, and they want to see all of the other kids, in this case in the school system, forced to be educated in these ways. So it's a never-ending battle between interest groups, various different interest groups. I mean, the ones that you just named are always going to be at each other's throats. They're never going to come to an agreement. I mean, the creationists are never going to sit down with the evolutionists and have a truce. They're never going to say, you know what, you guys, we're okay with this evolution thing. Or the evolutionists are going to say, you know, we're okay with this creation thing.
It's like having a manger in the public square and the atheists get all ticked off because their money was taken for it. It's the same thing in the schools. You're never going to, if you do that, you have to include everything. You've got to go for the lowest common denominator, 30 seconds on Islam, 30 seconds on Christianity, 30 seconds on this branch of Christianity. What about this other branch of Christianity? Yeah. What about Hinduism?
And how do you learn anything?
And then it's crazy. And then the atheist says, excuse me.
He just gets ignored, though. We don't talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what else is very interesting about this, Ian, is, some people who are maybe small government libertarians, to me, I think they're a little bit, there's a bit of a contradiction there. But, okay, let's say that you're a small government libertarian, and, you know, they'll say, well, at least the founding fathers, you know, as touted as they are, and they did have some foibles and things like that, at least they allowed for differentiation, for at least a cipher, something similar to competition, from town to town. So if they're doing something dumb in Gloucester, Massachusetts, although now the state is getting involved, but if they did something dumb, let's say we could isolate it, then the parents could say, oh, I can't, I'm getting out of here, and they could go. You know, they could at least leave. The larger the system becomes, the less chance there is to escape. And unfortunately, it's the mindset of collectivism. They have to make it larger. And they ice everything over with this sugar coating of, well, we have to make it larger because we care about everyone. And how dare you, you know, sure, they might care
about
that
like
small
children.
Pocket. Yeah, and they don't believe that the individual can rely on himself. and on his personal associations with his neighbors voluntarily. And that manifests itself, I think, into the larger spirit, which is we can't rely on this town to handle their own affairs. We can't rely on this county to handle their own affairs, this state, this country. It just grows and grows.
Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The government education system is an abject failure, and it needs to be scrapped, not revamped. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Gard. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include, by the way, the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 350,000 posts. You'll find them all for free. Right over there at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. So the story we started the show out was out of the Massachusetts region, and the issue was birth control, in that there's apparently a whole spate of teenage pregnancies. And you might want to just ask yourself, why is it that America has this issue with teenage pregnancies?
I know exactly why it is.
Why is that?
Well, if you actually look at the statistics of pregnancies in civilized countries around the world, every single time, the countries that have high pregnancy rates, which America is the highest, are the countries that are... They promote abstinence in school. They won't actually teach about sex education. And a lot of parents are, for some reason, very strange about the topic of sex in general. And so nobody wants to talk to their kids about it. And it's sort of this gray area that no one wants to talk about. And at the age of 15, your body is saying, go do this. So you go do it, but you don't know what you're doing. And it has to do with the education system that we have in this country.
You know, there's an interesting internal contradiction here. I was at my sister's graduation from Harvard Med School, School of Public Health, and they had the woman who heads up, Planned Parenthood International speak. And the president of her school and I were in this sort of like chat session later, and that woman was there. And her whole thing was about how Planned Parenthood International needs more money, more money, more money to stop overpopulation and stop unwanted births and things like that. And I said, well, you know, your speech is very interesting, but you didn't mention the number one correlative factor that is found among all nations with low births, which is productive capitalist markets. I said, you know, if you want to lower unwanted births, increase the standard of living, increase productivity. I can't go into the details. I don't even know.
So poorer countries have more babies.
Poorer countries have more babies. They have more babies. And I said, now why didn't you bring that up? You know, her whole agenda. Now the funny thing is, when you get into these countries, if they have government school systems and they're doing all these government school systems, the birth control things don't seem to help. The abstinence only things don't seem to help. The minute the kids are in the government school systems and they're put amongst each other, you start getting out of wedlock births in all these very wealthy, well-to-do countries. I can't explain it. It's just bizarre to me. It's a weird dichotomy that's internally inconsistent.
Well, my solution obviously is the same as yours, which is to completely get rid of government schools altogether. But even, the United States is known for having some of the worst government schools out of all the civilized countries. And even the government schools in Japan, where they'll actually address these issues and teach girls and young men about sex and sex education, they have such lower birth control rates. I mean, girls over there, it's very easy.
They have lower birth rates?
Yes, sorry.
Wow, yeah.
So it's just amazing. It's very easy for young women to get a hold of birth controls in these countries, whereas in America it's sort of hard and it's not a subject that's easy to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the highest number of teen pregnancies in all of the civilized countries around the world.
I think it's a huge problem, and I think a lot of it absolutely comes back to a lack of parental addressing the issue. I think a lot of parents in this country...
My mom was terrified.
Right.
She called it the S word when I was 16 years old.
I never really had much of a talk with my parents. I mean, I remember when I was younger, they explained to me where a baby comes from, you know, sort of generically.
When a man and a woman really love each other.
Yeah, that sort of crap. And it didn't teach me anything. And so inevitably, I did what most teenagers do, is I had to explore the topic on my own with what limited information. I mean, when we were growing up, Gardner, you and I, we didn't really have the internet. I started to get it towards the end of my high school experience.
It was all secondhand information from friends or, you know, getting together at a party or something like that.
Sure, or worse, pornography. I mean, a lot of kids today are learning what they know about sex from watching it on television, watching porn videos.
Yeah.
And anyone that's ever had real sex should know, at least real sex with someone they care about, should know that that's not what sex is like.
Yeah.
It's not real. That's fantasy.
Yeah.
It's pure, you know, for the most part, male fantasy, though there is female fantasy porn out there. But either way, it's not indicative of a real sexual experience. And so if that's what kids are out there trying to imitate, then they're not going to be having very healthy contact. They're not going to be doing things right. I mean, how often do you see birth control used in pornography? Just as one example of all the things that they do wrong there. So I feel bad for these parents that are so frightened to talk about sex with their kids, because you're setting them up for some serious failure. I mean, at the very least, they're not going to be well adjusted when it comes to sexual contact with others. And at the worst, they'll end up getting knocked up at age 15.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really positive that can come out of this.
You know, you mentioned earlier the special interests that get involved in this. And isn't it interesting, Julia, because in the United States, we have a growing psychiatric profession, which is getting very, very involved with the federal government's education programs for at-risk, so-called at-risk youth, kids with ADHD, and a growing number of, you might have heard these public service announcements that they have with people where they say one out of, you know, every 15 or 15 out of 100 kids will be diagnosed with autism this year or something like that, blah, blah, blah. And the key there is diagnosed. Some parents are becoming attuned to the ADHD thing, and they don't want their kids given Ritalin in school.
Right.
So now they're starting to classify kids within the autism spectrum. The psychiatrist gets tons of money by getting hooked in, and so do the pharmaceutical corporations.
Right.
They lobby for these programs on the federal level to grow for these at-risk kids, ADHD stuff, and there is more and more and more drugging. Here in New Hampshire, over the 90s, our state became number one for the doling out of Ritalin to kids and anywhere in the United States.
Wow, that's scary.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, well, how many kids are that bad off?
They give it out like candy.
Yeah, it's we know that it's speed. It basically gets kids all hopped up, and then they knock out real fast. There was a kid when I was in school used to have it. He'd be asleep on the table next to me.
I think it's funny that they freaked out so much about that. Kids have energy,
exactly.
Lots of it. And is there anything wrong with it?
Yeah.
They should stop shortening recesses and let the kids get out and run around for a little while.
Yeah. And you know what? All of these anecdotal things that pop up are all derived from one major problem, which is an inherent distrust or disbelief that one's neighbor can handle his own life, his own children, and the idea that we all have to come together, forcibly so. We're brought together by this invisible entity called government.
And make a collective decision for the future of our neighbors.
Exactly. And it has ruined lives over and over and over and over.
And if they don't like it, then we'll throw them in a jail cell.
Yeah.
I mean, and I say I'm not involved in this. I'm sorry. I don't mean to use that term. I've got to, I have to make that term vanish from my vocabulary.
Well, you're just putting yourself in their situation.
Yeah,
so,
I understand that. But still, I like to keep away from the collectivist speak. 800-259-9231 coming up still. Your calls, we got Mac on the line in Georgia, plus ABC Television teaming up with the Department of Homeland Security for propaganda television. We'll explain that to you. Plus, maybe we'll check in with Cuba and see how things have been after the death of Fidel Castro. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you. Oh, wait a minute. Julia's mic's not on. I'm sorry. Try again.
And Julia.
And Garn. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. And that again, shrine.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls. It's Mac in Georgia on the amp line. Hello, Mac.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Repo Man.
You're not talking the Iggy Pop song or Emilio Estevez?
No. Some of the people actually go out and repossess your car if you don't pay for it.
The Repo Code, kid. I do have to say, though, it's one of the best movies ever made.
It's a fine, fine film. Yeah. So what about Repo Man, Mac?
You know, because of the economy, you know, people can't pay their stuff, and you would think that Repo Men are making some money taking people's stuff back. But I came across this article in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution about this repo man. This man tried to repossess somebody's truck, and the owner came out and torched the truck, torched the tow truck.
He torched the tow truck?
Yeah.
So the repo guy's tow truck was torched as he was trying to get a car back?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty hardcore.
But, yeah, this was actually the accumulation of a few days of incidents because another Beaver guy tried to get the man trouble was a 2000 extradition up in Atlanta. And the first Beaver man had a truck on the flatbed of the tow truck, and the owner came out. Somebody got his truck off the tow truck and threatened him. So you know, he left, and they sent somebody else out.
Man, it is a brutal job being a repo guy. You never know what you're going to come up against. You never know how crazy the person is that you're trying to.
I've been there 5 times, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, repo men have been dealing with that kind of stuff for a long time. Maybe they're just getting some, maybe it's happening a little bit extra now because people are feeling a little bit more squeezed than they might have been before. But they've always gone up against, I mean, when you're a repo guy, we've had them on the show in the past and they've told us some of their stories. And every repo man has a story where they've been shot at or somebody,
baseball bat.
Yeah, somebody's throwing something at them. And, you know, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Thanks for the call tonight.
Confrontation.
What do you mean?
Just the, like, knock, knock, knock. I'm here to take your vehicle, your whatever.
Normally it doesn't go like that, I don't think.
They call first and write letters and stuff.
Well, I mean, the collections company, I don't know a lot about this, so if you can chime in here, 800-259-9231. But, you know, if you're purchasing a car through a bank and you're behind on your payments, yes, the bank is going to send you notification. They're going to say, well, you're past due, and here's your interest, and this is what you owe. Please pay by this time. But eventually, if that keeps going and you don't pay, then they're going to send someone to take the car back. And they don't usually call and leave a message, because if the repo man calls the target, if you will, and lets them know they're coming by, then they're just going to move the car somewhere. Or they're going to take the car away from where it is and try to make it more difficult for the repo man to get his hands on it. So usually
they try to get in surreptitiously.
Usually what happens is the bank has a copy of the key, and they have access to that. And so they give that to the repo guy, and so he's got everything he needs. He doesn't have to go in and hotwire anything or anything like that. He just pops it, you know, it's 3 a.m. or whatever, and he rolls up out front, hops in, and
so they leave a courtesy card, like, on your front step?
I don't know if they bother with that.
Or you just wake up and your car's gone, and you're freaking out wondering who stole your car.
That's probably, well, if you're not making payments on the car, you can probably make the, you know, draw the conclusion.
I actually knew someone who got their car repossessed, and she thought her car was stolen.
Wow. No message.
They had called the bank and called and left messages and stuff, and she just ignored them.
Sometimes if they don't have the key, what they'll do is they'll just back the wrecker up or the tow truck, and they'll just hook it, and they're out of there. And it's really usually done in seconds.
Yeah.
So.
And you can see how some people might take shots at them. I wouldn't want to do that.
No.
You know, hopefully it never has to get to the point of actual repossession. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. They manage to get your money back, and they respect your clients. They don't break anybody's kneecaps. Good guys over at SACL, SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. So if you're a repo man and you've got a story for us, it's always fun to hear those. Usually they involve putting their lives in danger, for real. So it's an interesting lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it was a good movie. Emilio Estevez, Harry Dean Stanton, the mid-1980s punk rock soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. It's got Black Flag, Juicy Bananas, Circle Jerks. It's just amazing. It's such a great, great
That's got to be one of your favorites. I'm just guessing.
Oh, it's like the only Generation X movie that anybody needs. There's one scene, a montage, where Harry Dean Stanton is teaching Emilio Estevez, his character, who's this punker who basically gets suckered into helping to take one of the cars.
Mm-hmm.
And he's lost his girlfriend to one of the other punks and stuff at this party. So Emilio is sort of sitting there, and he sort of changes. He has a little black tie on, you know, and he goes, he's teaching on the repo code, and they show him it's daytime, it's nighttime, it's, you know, a lot of time is passing, and it's always these shots on the car. It's just this shot on the car. And then finally goes, come on, kid, I'll buy you a drink. Everything's generic in the show.
I love that about
the
movie.
And it came out just around the
like
same
the,
time.
The beer is a white can that
with
says
a blue
beer.
Label. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, and food just says food, yeah. You know. And so he says, come on, kid, I'll get you a beer. So you see the close-up of the counter and the beer thing. The six-pack goes up, shoom, beer. And he buys it, gives the money to the guy. Harry Dean Stanton walks away and he goes, have a nice day, night. Day, night, what's the difference? And unless you were watching closely, you didn't realize that the montage that was on just before that, it was day, night, day, night, day, night, day,
yeah.
Night. Just ingenious stuff. Plate of shrimp is hanging around. It's just, it's awesome.
You know,
really
it's
awesome.
Probably been since I was a teenager since I've seen that, so I'm probably overdue for another viewing.
It's great.
Because, you know, when as you get older, movies mean different things
yeah.
because you can interpret them with your
yeah.
new perspective. So, 800-259-9231, let's go, since we're talking about media, ABC, according to THR, the Hollywood Reporter, a new ABC unscripted series will take an unprecedented look behind the scenes at the government's fight against terrorism. The network has ordered 11 hours of Border Security USA.
I can't even believe that people are still fretting about terrorism. I don't know.
Does anyone really fret about terrorism? I mean,
I guess
there are some people.
The government frets about terrorism, but we really haven't had that many terrorist attacks.
Oh, yeah, maybe we can have another arrest where they can let
compared
everybody go
all
again.
The bombing that goes on in Iraq, I mean, what we have is easy, and I'm not. I mean, I had four family members die in September 11th, so I'm not saying that
wow.
wasn't terrible, but, you know, it really doesn't happen that often here.
Well, shot on location throughout the United States, the series will focus on the efforts of border protection agencies to halt illegal smuggling and immigration. So it's not necessarily about terrorism. It's about the other threats.
Well, that
drug
is terrorism
dealers.
Now, isn't it?
Well, yeah,
it's
that's what they
say,
right?
It's all kind of this giant, awful umbrella.
Right. They say that if you smoke a joint, you're supporting terrorism.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. The homeland is being threatened.
I don't like that word, by the way.
Yeah.
Homeland is
creepy. It rings like
here.
Fatherland,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think it was here you read something. I don't know who wrote it. I can't remember. It might have been Reason. It was over at Reason or something about that, how it has these Teutonic links and so on. Yeah,
that's been all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty obvious
yeah.
the similarities.
That's new, that word, homeland.
So a typical episode might jump from a border patrol in Texas to security screeners at a New York airport to a Coast Guard boat off Puerto Rico. Border is billed as the first multi-episode television series to be shot in cooperation with the Department of Homeland Security as well as several other government agencies.
That's gross.
The producer of the program, who also produced the law enforcement series Rescue 911, says, we're showing everyday heroes who are risking their lives to protect us. Oh, are you? We'll come back and discuss that claim here in moments. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BHP, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at naturally, that's 1L and naturallypure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
Thanks. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Gard. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy the show, then support Free Talk Live by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You can buy virtually anything on the site, and we will get a cut, whether even if it's used items. So you need to save a few bucks, go used, we'll still get a percentage. If you enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com or buy yourself a brand new copy of Gardner Goldsmith's book, Live Free or Die, by you and your father, actually.
Yeah, you're right on.
And that's available. Go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, and you can read some reviews by some of our listeners.
Oh, that was great, Puke. Seeing some of those reviews. And I love the bad one. I probably sold more copies.
Oh, there's a bad one.
Yeah, the bad one's great. People have to check it out.
Really?
He clearly had never read the book and just said, don't buy this book. I hear him on radio. He's crazy. He's ultra right wing.
Great. Maybe he's clearly hearing you and not listening.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Somebody wrote underneath it like, hey, so good that you actually read the book, Live Free or Die, before you...
Well, at least he admitted it. At least he admitted not reading.
No, he didn't. That was the thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
He was like, yeah, it was funny. It's really funny.
So head on over to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Buy some stuff. 800-259-9231. Also, what mischief is the Iron Fist of the State up to lately? And who is the Anarchy Boogeyman, and should you be afraid of him? AnarchyInYourHead.com is a webcomic about the philosophy of freedom in its purest form. Check in every Friday for a new strip and find bonus material throughout the week, all at AnarchyInYourHead.com. That's AnarchyInYourHead.com. I have already been this week, and or today, it comes out every Friday, so a good one today. Enjoyed the...
I saw the one last week. It's funny.
He was making fun of how whenever you see a reflective item in like a bubble or something like that, in a cartoon, it always has that little window on it, the reflection of the window. So he kind of poked fun at that. And I don't think I've ever heard anyone poke fun at the reflective window thing. So that was very original. 800-259-9231. Okay, you bring up anything. We continue the discussion here. ABC News coming out with a new propaganda show. This is not an original idea. I mean, Cops has been around for 2 decades now almost at this point. So this one's called Border Security USA. ABC's ordered 11 hours of it from executive producer Arnold Shapiro, who by coincidence also is the producer of Big Brother. And according to this, they're going to be hanging out with the Coast Guard and the Border Patrol, and they're going to watch and, I guess, have cameras around when they bust all those evil smugglers and immigrants that just want to come here and do business and make a better life for themselves.
That's entertaining.
Well, what I was going to say is what grosses me out more than Cops, because I already don't like Cops, but Cops at least, I mean, it's Cops, they're everywhere, but this is federal government. This is like glorifying the Border Patrol
That's
people
true.
And the Coast Guard and all the federal agencies.
It's like that old TV show, The FBI, with Ephraim Zivilis Jr., you know, and the FBI in color. And
I missed that one.
Oh, yeah, it was, and then they brought it back for a while, and yeah, it's glorifying not only the state as an abstract, but the federal government, which is not even supposed to be doing this. Oh, and by the way, you know, we had this conversation a little bit earlier about things like when Texas entered the Union, their state constitution, which I believe was 1869. I have my book. Somebody said, well, you know, that's too late. That date is too late. In my book, I describe all of the things that all of the evidence that shows that it is not a federal purview to be handling the border. It's just not. And it's incredible to me. You know, I was down at this Competitive Enterprise Institute dinner, and I was talking with a guy from the Cato Institute, of all places. And he was saying, oh, yeah, it clearly is. I'm like, dude, you just don't want to get into it because I'm going to totally eat your lunch. So don't even bother. But I'll tell you, just do some research. Because he was all fired up. I knew I wasn't going to convince him anyway. And, you know, why glorify something that is wrong? It's wrong ethically. It's wrong constitutionally.
Because they need an enemy, Gardner. I mean, the state always needs some sort of boogeyman out there to rile people up and get them frightened and get them to look to their protectors, supposed protectors, for safety. In the, you know, in the 50s or whatever, it was communism, and now it's immigrants, and it's drug dealers, and it's terrorists.
It's amazing how much it works, though, because really, I mean, during the presidential elections, nobody talks about anything else, the drug war, all these issues that are really important. And all they care about is, what are we going to do about the immigrants? The brown people are coming here.
People want to feel safe, you know. They want to feel safe, and so this is pandering to that ideal that, you know, that the federal government knows that if they pretend, because that's all this really is, it's, you know, security theater.
Yeah.
But if they pretend like they're doing something about these perceived problems, then people will, oh, great, okay, you guys are doing a good job. Look, there's the Border Patrol on television. They're arresting people. So that must mean the country is safer now than it's ever been. And it's just pandering to a nationalist kind of belief system. And it's always happened like this.
And I mean, demonizing the immigrants in this way. You know, basically what you've got is it's the perfect movie setup. Our guys that we're showing are the good guys. They're never going to show them screwing up. No way.
Sure. Because
they wouldn't.
That's why they
working with the agency.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's the network is buying into this. I mean, you know, they're always talking about free speech. How about subsidized speech?
Yeah, how much of this budget of this show is actually coming from the Department of Homeland Security?
Yeah, or, you know, I mean, they're not going to have to pay any talent fees or royalties or anything like this. So, you know, they'll just get some waivers signed by the guys. No writers. It's very cheap. And what are they doing? These, you know, the government guys know that they're getting this publicity for nothing. They're never, ever going to show something bad. Show these guys sitting around smoking weed out there while they've got nothing to do, which probably happens plenty, I'm sure.
Yeah, show them take a bribe. How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it's really all about. See, that's why I say it's just security theater, because the drugs and the immigrants are still going to get across the border no matter how high the walls are and no matter how many guards you put on the border. Now, to be fair, if you crack down enough and you create enough of a police state, people will stop coming, because then they'll decide, well, okay, America's now more fascist and scary than my home country, so I'll just stay where I'm at.
Or go to Canada.
So that may actually cut down on immigration.
To a certain extent, has been an effect, just to interject just real quick, is already, shrimpers down in Texas,
they can't, the shrimp companies can't find people because
really?
The border crackdown.
They're scared.
Yeah, and there's lettuce out in California and
rotting
Northern
in the fields,
California,
right?
Rotting in the fields. And that, what happens to the price of everything? It decreases the supply. And the demand isn't going down, so what happens? It's just
ridiculous.
Well,
the price will go up, but we've also seen the farmers actually move their farms down to Mexico as a result of that.
Absolutely.
So you can't get the workers here, move to where they are.
And think about this. Are they going to show on this wonderful ABC show glorifying these guys? Are they going to show anything about the rules, about how this is supposed to operate? No. Are they going to show the meat plants that they've gone into, arresting hundreds of people? Are they going to show the churches?
Wearing all black and
they may show that. They may show that. Well, people like seeing footage of, police busting in doors and cracking heads. That's why Cops is so popular. So they may show that footage, but they'll spin it as though, look at all these despicable criminals, hundreds of criminals that have come here and they haven't asked for permission to come here and make a better life for themselves. That's going to be the mindset of the show, is that these people are the enemy. And as the producer says here, we're showing everyday heroes who are risking their lives to protect us.
Yeah.
But I don't want that protection.
And
I want immigrants to come here. I want them to have the opportunity at a better life for themselves. These are not heroes. These are people that I find despicable. I find them violent, and I find them dangerous, and I find them scary, and there's nothing heroic at all about what it is they're doing.
And you know what? On the economic side, Julie, you wanted to say something.
Well, I was just going to say that it's funny how much they glorify these people as heroes. I'm sure some of them sign up because they want to be heroes, but most of them sign up because they want a government pension.
Yeah, right.
Can't beat those bennies.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's what one bureaucrat actually told you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the government side, on the economic side, there's another thing I think needs to be mentioned real quick, which is, these guys who are worried, guys and ladies who are worried that their jobs are going to be taken by the immigrants, and other people who look at that and say, if we only paid more on these jobs, Americans would take these jobs, blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking to myself, look, the idea of getting a foreign product that's cheaper and letting people buy what they want, allowing the consumer to choose, it's called freedom, first of all. And second of all, if I can get something that lets me work less to be able to get it, that's good. And if I'm forced to have to buy from an American who either has higher wage rates or has regulations that force the price up of everything he does, but I can get something from a Mexican, then I should be able to buy it. Ergo, and likewise, I should be able to hire somebody from that other country if he's less expensive for me to hire. And
it's amazing how people don't get it.
If you look at the island example, right? If you've got two islands and you know the other guys across the way can do something that you're breaking your back to try to do and nobody's good at it over here, why do you want to keep doing that? You could concentrate on something else more productive. Hire them.
Well, they live in a different landmass, Gardner, and they're different. They're inferior because they were born on a different plot of Earth. 800-259-9231. Oh, yeah, and they're brown, too.
Oh, that's...
Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.